Joe Schmidt, Yale Larry, Alex Karras, Lem Barney, just a few of the legendary names and stories in the 2012 book, 100 Things Lions Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. It's a collection of Detroit Lion history by Oakland Press sports writer Paula Pasch. Pasch reflects on everything from the team's Ohio roots as the Portsmouth Spartans through the championship teams of the 1950s to great and not so great draft picks in Lions years past. With the NFL draft just hours away, WKAR's Peter Wharf talks with Paula Pasch about draft choice booms and busts, beginning with a Lions first pick from Oregon.
Second down now for Harrington. Short drop, fire slant, caught, first down.
Well, I think the fans are quite aware. You know, Joey Harrington was just not a fit from the get-go, and they tried to make him fit, and he was a Matt Millen guy. All the way, I don't think, from what I've heard, the whole, you know, team was in favor of that pick, but he was. And Joey was a third overall pick. I mean, that's pretty high. And they never really got, you know, they never got a winning season out of him.
And the pass is complete. Rodgers races to the end zone. Touchdown!
Charles Rodgers. He had a substance abuse problem.
Yeah.
And he had a couple of broken collarbones, and he could just never get his life turned around off the field, and they cut him. He was the first-round pick. He was second overall in 2003, and they cut him in 2006. I mean, he just never was able to make much of a contribution, and, I mean, it was just a lousy pick. He had a history they should have known, and then the other one was the other wide receiver, Mike Williams. And I was at the Lions facility the day of that they drafted Mike Williams. And I practically remember everyone in the media's jaws dropping when they announced that pick, because he was 10th overall.
Right.
This was back in 2005. He had been out of football for a year. No one projected him that high. And for good reason. I mean, he never was a fit. He never came through. There was so many other good players that they could have had, and they instead went with Mike Williams. And that's three picks that were just totally, totally wasted. And you can thank Matt Millen for all three of them.
You're listening to Current State. This is Peter Wharf. I'm talking with Paula Pasch, the Oakland Press sports writer and author of 100 Things Lions Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die, published by Triumph Books in 2012. And we're talking about some Lions draft picks, some famous, some infamous players throughout the decades as we approach the NFL draft week here in April. Let's go from three of the worst Matt Millen draft picks to what you call, Paula, the best seventh-round draft pick ever, perhaps.
Yes.
Some fans may remember him from well over a generation ago. That's the prototype middle linebacker Joe Schmidt.
Lou Carpenter tries to turn the right flank. The Lions all-pro linebacker Joe Schmidt lays Lou low for a three-yard loss.
Joe Schmidt. He imposes his will. And Jim Brown, who's the greatest, had a very bad day.
Right. He kind of defined that middle linebacker position because the 4-3 was just coming into play more back then. It had been the 3-4. So he's kind of known as the man that kind of created that middle linebacker position. And he was a seventh-round draft pick in 1953. He had played college ball at Pittsburgh, but he'd been injured a lot. So apparently no one wanted to, you know, take a chance on him in earlier rounds.
Mm-hmm.
But he played 13 seasons. He was Defensive Player of the Year 4 times. He was team captain 9 years. Back in 1999, the Sporting News ranked him the 65th best all-time player in the NFL. And he was Pro Bowl 10 straight years. I mean, he was everything. And the Lions, he came in 53, and the Lions won championships in 53 and 57. And they said one of his strengths was he was really, really good at reading opposing offenses.
Zeke Gronkowski connects with Willie Gallimore in the right flat, but a vicious tackle by Gary Lowe jars the ball loose. Joe Schmidt picks it up at the 14, dribbles once, and goes in to score for Detroit.
I'm going to stay roughly in the Joe Schmidt era, maybe a little more recently, for another one of the great defensive players in Lions history.
Friends and family and educators alike told me I could never be a professional ball player because I was too small, I'd be too slow, I'd get creamed, I'd get smashed, think about doing something else, and I would come home crying to my mom and dad, and they would always tell me, don't ever fight back at a person when they tell you you can't do something you really want to do in your heart, but let it be every time they tell you you can't do it, let it be like they're putting an extra gallon of gas in your tank to help you to achieve your goals. So by the time I got to Detroit in 1967, I was full of gas.
That's Lem Barney, who was drafted out of a school, Jackson State University, a smaller school, but certainly not a stranger to great players. I think Walter Payton was a Jackson State draft
pick,
not long after that.
And Lem Barney, he told a story. His first game for the Lions, he had an interception and returned it for a touchdown.
Yeah.
And his thought was, wow, this is going to be kind of easy. Well, he found out it wasn't going to be quite that easy. But in his career, he had 56 interceptions, which in 11 seasons. So, I mean, that's still a very impressive number. Lem was, he must have been impressive in college because he was a second-round pick from the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, Hall of Famer, just at cornerback for 11 seasons. I mean, you know, these days, cornerback is always an issue. When Lem Barney was playing, it was not an issue. He was the guy there. He played 11 seasons. So, and he was a 7-time Pro Bowler, which is, you know, pretty amazing.
There's so much breadth and depth in history in your book, 100 Things Lions Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. I want to go back even farther to a player that I didn't really know that much about, and maybe not too many younger Lions fans, and that's Yale Larry. And this is chapter 77 of your book, which you entitled Totally Multidimensional. Tell us about Yale Larry.
Well, some people think he was the best punter in the game back in those days, and maybe, you know, I don't want to say forever, but he was one of the best punters in the game. But he also played defensive back, and he was also a kick returner. So that he should have drawn three salaries. I'm sure he didn't, and he excelled at all of them. And so much so, he is so remembered that at the end of every season, the Lions give out a Special Teams Player of the Year award, and it's named for Yale Larry. So the Lions have not forgotten him and his contribution.
Lou Groza comes forward and slams the opening kickoff high and deep into Detroit territory. Yale Larry takes it right on the goal line and comes back up the middle of the field for 20 yards.
You point out, Paula, that Larry won punting titles in 59, 61, and 63. And what happened in 1962? You said he missed it by 3.6 inches.
And can you imagine having a punter be the defensive back and a kick returner? I mean, he was drafted in 52, and the Lions won the championship again in 52, 53, and 57. He was there for all three of those. So he also, as a defensive back, had 50 interceptions in his career. So there's a lot of... It's too bad that that some Lions fans just aren't aware of the history, because there's such a rich history of such good players.
The book is called 100 Things Lions Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. It's available at some Barnes & Nobles. The 2012 book is also available on Amazon. The author's Paula Pasch. Paula, thanks so much for taking the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
For Current State, this is Peter Worf.